Those who recognize the name Phil Oakes mostly remember him as a fiercely progressive topical folk singer from the 1960s, which he certainly was. Among his best-known compositions were the anti-war anthem I Ain't Marchin' Anymore, the satirical Draft Dodger Rag, and the deceptively scathing social commentary Outside of a Small Circle of Friends.
Oh, look outside the window, there's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game.
But it was his reflective ballad, There But For Fortune, that provided the title for a new documentary about Oakes, his music, and his life. Filmmaker Kenneth Bowser says he approached the project not as a biographer, but as a translator.
You can follow his life and the life of the country through the lyrics of his songs. It was translating the work of an artist I very much admire. But most people under 50, I say Phil Oakes, and they go, who's that? They have no clue. He's kind of been written out of history. So some of my hope as the translator was to get his work back out there.
In terms of sales and recognition, Oakes' star reached its zenith in the late 1960s. His later work, more mature and more personal, struggled to find an audience, and Oakes grew troubled and erratic, ultimately taking his own life in 1976, when he was just 35. Bowser's film portrays a man as dedicated to progressive political activism as to his music, a side of Oakes' character that was central to both his rise and his downfall.
Phil grew up in movie theaters, and he loved John Wayne and the whole idea of mythic heroes who could save the towns. And I think he was very invested in that role for himself. That coincided with the issue of being famous, because obviously the more famous you are, the more you can affect things. And so the disappointment of not becoming famous was kind of matched by a disappointment that he couldn't be the mythic hero, that he could make social justice triumph, I think was his hope.
Despite taking a warts-and-all approach to the film, Bowser enjoyed the full cooperation of the Oakes family, including the singer's only child, Megan Lee Oakes, now a West Marin resident. Born when Phil was just 23, she recalls seeing her father only occasionally, and also remembers clearly how he would engage her more as a peer than as a child.
In some ways, because I lost my father at such a young age, it's kind of great that he didn't talk to me as a child, that he really talked to me as a friend, because my memories of him are always more vivid, and there's more little messages in them than I think I would have had if he was talking to me like I was a little girl. So I'm grateful for that. He did talk to me about what was important to him, and I think that justice becomes the thing that runs throughout his life.
Hers too, as Megan works now as an event organizer for the ACLU, as well as managing her father's legacy. She's pleased at the renewed attention the film is bringing, but suspects that Phil would have been of two minds about it.
I think that what would make my dad really happy is the idea that he resonated through time and that young people were discovering his music and were still inspired by it. But the devastating thing is how timely the music is. Much of it could have been written today, and I think that would be very disappointing to him.
And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.